Welcome to Global Journal of Environmental Science and Management Podcast. You are listening to Volume 10, Number 2, Spring 2024. Article Number 8. Sustainability Index Analysis for Environmentally Low-Input Integrated Farming. Author, Eek Wijaja Affiliation, Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Author, BN Utomo Affiliation, Research Center for Veterinary Science, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Author, AD Santoso Affiliation, Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Author, YP Erlembang Affiliation, Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Author, Serono Affiliation, Research Center for Applied Microbiology, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Author, MA Firmansia Affiliation, Center Kalimantan Agricultural Instrument Standardization Implementation, Palangkaraya, Center Kalimantan, Indonesia. Author, S. Handoko Affiliation, Research Center for Horticulture and Estate, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Author, E. Erythrina Affiliation, Research Center for Food Crop, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Author, MN Rafik Affiliation, Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Author, D. Iskandar Affiliation, Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Author, N.A. Sasanko Affiliation, Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Author, T. Rachmadi Affiliation, Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Author, N. Abbas Affiliation, Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Author, M. Hanif Affiliation, Research Center for Environmental and Clean Technology, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Author, Y.S. Garno Affiliation, Research Center for Environmental and Clean Technology, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Author, F.D. Ariyanti Affiliation, Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Author, Andy Shuretno Affiliation, Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Author, M. Askinatin Affiliation, Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Author, COI Hastuti Affiliation, Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Author, F. Faraji Affiliation, Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, National Research and Innovation Agency, Indonesia. Corresponding author, A. D. Santoso. Abstract, background and objectives. Integrated farming is an efficient and environmentally friendly agricultural activity that uses low-input resources, including abundant local materials, such as waste. According to previous studies, this program has been adopted by the Indonesian government to facilitate the achievement of sustainable agriculture. Therefore, this study aimed to evaluate the level of sustainability of low-input integrated agricultural farming by determining and analyzing the sustainability index. Methods: experts and business operators engaged in the integrated production of organic fertilizer, corn, and laying hen farming conducted scientific assessments to gather primary and secondary data. This was carried out through focus group discussions and the completion of a questionnaire containing 34 attributes linked to environmental, economical, social, technological, and institutional aspects. The data obtained were then analyzed using a multidimensional scale technique. Monte Carlo analysis and alternating least squares algorithm were used to examine sustainability status and significant characteristics. Findings: the degree of agricultural integration sustainability from organic fertilizer, corn, and layer hen farming was 86.1%. The results showed that techniques in several stages of the organic fertilizer production process, corn cultivation with the application of organic fertilizer, and laying hen farming with local feed, harvesting, and marketing, contributed to sustainable development by considering the strength aspects from each dimension. Based on the analysis results, the social dimension had a sustainable index score of 93.79%, followed by economic, institutional, environmental, and technology. Based on the findings, the factors that should be considered included 1. Efficiency in the utilization of water during egg, 2. Fertilizer production and effectiveness of using fuel and electricity during the production and marketing, 3. An industry manager level of education, 4. The ease by which raw materials can be obtained for the integration industry, 5. Potential for increasing the low-input integrated agricultural farming, 6. The availability of integration industry facilities. Infrastructure and level of expertise needed by managers in the people's integration sector, 7. Financial institutions' existence. Conclusion: multidimensional mapping showed that the low-input integrated agricultural farming in the dry land of Pangkalan Lada district was running sustainably, with an average sustainability index of 86.1%. These results indicated that the integration of organic fertilizer, corn, and layer hen farming in the area had successfully optimized the available resources, created a sustainable farming model, and had the potential for adoption in various locations and future periods. The 5 evaluated dimensions showed good sustainability levels, with sustainability indices ranging from 74.29% to 93.79%. Therefore, sustainability improvements in these farming activities must focus on technological aspects, with an emphasis on technological attributes that offered valuable insights for the government in formulating policies and programs. Keywords: low-input integrated farming, multidimensional scaling, sustainability. You can read full article at gjesm.net.